Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me today via phone is Jennifer Rosch. She is the executive director of the Spera Vida Institute. Spera Vida means hope and life, and their mission is to come alongside pregnancy resource centers, make them effective, and to save babies' lives. Welcome, Jennifer.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Jennifer, I love the founding of Spera Vida Institute, and I know there's a God story in there. Tell us how God tugged on your heart to get involved and to launch Spera Vida.
Well, the national training connected to Spera Vida has a long history. In 2005, the pregnancy center where it was launched had been seeing about 68 choices for life annually in a city of about 500,000 people. And, you know, each life is so valuable. I mean, by no means would we ever discount each one of those lives. But they knew that they wanted to see more lives saved. And so the next year, their number had actually dipped down to 39 women who had made a choice for life. And so the staff fasted and prayed for 40 days. And that's one of my favorite parts of the story, is just that this whole thing was birthed out of a movement of prayer and fasting. And they began to learn about what it would mean to have a linear patient process and really focus all of their efforts on those women who are at high risk for abortion. And as they began to step into this, the next year the numbers jumped to 300. National training was birthed, and it's just grown so much that the Spera Vida Institute has been birthed as its own entity. I'm a nurse myself. I've directed medical services with, you know, pro-life networks in different parts of the country. And when I found out about this, I really saw the need for centers to really be effectively equipped.
That is a powerful story, Jennifer, and I love how God uses your training and birth vision in the hearts of people. Tomorrow, we're going to learn more about the focused method of training. God bless you, Jennifer.
Thank you.